Because the only way to really get out of poverty is by having a good job.
That's Ruth Jones, an international studies student at Utah State University. She is focusing on economic development in other countries and is part of the One chapter at USU.
One is a nonpartisan global advocacy organization, and it's dedicated to eradicating extreme poverty, preventable diseases, and really increasing transparency in developing countries' governments.
Jones says the Better Utilization of Investments Leading to Development, or BUILD Act, is sponsored by Senators Bob Corker and Chris Coons. It would allow the government and other existing programs to give loans and grants to private businesses to invest in developing countries.
So this is really exciting because in some ways it's taking aid and turning it into trade. Because these companies are able to invest in developing countries, we're able to create jobs for individuals who are in extreme poverty, along with creating jobs for people who are here back at home who are part of those companies.
Right now, Jones says it's difficult for companies to get loans because investing in developing countries is risky. She says the idea behind the loans follows the Chinese proverb of, "Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime." The bill has made its way through the House and Senate authorizing committees, but critics say the BUILD Act still requires a development of standards for governance in countries targeted for investment. During her three-day visit to D.C., Jones received training from experts on how to advocate for fighting global poverty and preventable disease. She also met with members of Congress to advocate for the bill. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.